Five, four, three, two. Welcome to Growing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast where we talk about all things Fresno.
Fresno.
With me is the Fresno podcast guru, Mike C.
Hello, Fresno.
Hello. And I, of course, Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, for people who have long memories.
Long blog site memories.
Yeah, yeah. If you remember blogs, that was a thing once upon a time. And, yeah. So, we're ready, going to talk all sorts about Fresno.
Yeah, we are. We're ready.
I know. We got all sorts to talk about.
We are jonesing to get into the Fresno-ness.
Yeah. Yeah. You want, what do you got? What do you got? What? Throw me some topics.
Toss them out there for
toss
you.
Toss them.
No, I don't have anything. No. We have nothing.
You got nothing.
Turns out there's nothing. No. Well, gosh. We have this streak of talking about the Fresno PD, so...
Yes, you know, our PD watch. I was thinking we
Fresno
should do that.
PD
yeah.
watch. Although this one's not too... it's not real fun to talk about, but...
No.
Damn it. It made something that made national news, so... It's hard for us to ignore it.
Yeah. So there's two things. In the national news it's a tragic story. It's also very interesting in the light of, like, what is it, Kylie Jenner and the whole transgender community sort of coming into the spotlight. And the story is that, and this is the tragic part, that there was a transgendered woman who was stabbed to death in Fresno on Blackstone and Cornelia. Mm-hmm. I'm not even exactly sure where that's at, but
I want to say that's sort of between Shields and Clinton.
Okay,
but
okay.
I may be wrong.
There's video. There was video from I think it was a tattoo parlor across the street, and in the video, what appears to be a woman walks up to a car, and then. She's talking in the window, and then all of a sudden, she kind of stumbles and walks away. Well, apparently she was, stabbed in the throat. Mm-hmm. So, but the story, for the Fresno PD is that they reported it, as a man in woman's clothing got stabbed. And almost immediately, the transgender community, and then I guess others in the community, like, sort of got up in arms about it because, you know, the Fresno PD was sort of refusing to call her a transgendered woman.
Right.
And their sort of logic was, A, we have no way to, like, figure out if that's at all accurate or true. You know, I guess they had interviewed some family members and some different people, her roommate, and none of them knew that she was transgendered, or if she was transgendered, they sort of, you know, it was not readily apparent to them.
Wow.
Yeah, and so the Fresno PD, you know, their thing was, we don't know if this is a transgendered woman or not, and, you know, sadly she's not alive to tell us, so, you know, they're going with man in woman's clothing. And so transgender community is saying, you know, err on the side of the transgendered person. So if you see a man in women's clothing and it's not Halloween, then that's a transgendered person. So it's been this whole kind of back and forth debate. Clint Olivier at one point got in on the whole thing.
Oh, Lord.
And in the story in the B, he went all out. He was like, this is a transgendered This is not a man. This is a transgendered woman, and she was killed, and the animals that did it need to be brought to justice, and, you know, this whole thing, because that it was in his district. So it was a really interesting story watching it play out, and it did end up getting some national news. And who knows? I mean, I just, to me, you know, I'm not sure that the PD did anything wrong. I don't know. What do you think?
I think they're just, I don't think initially they did anything wrong. What's funny is, you know, and I think maybe they'll probably, something they might think about in the future if something like that happens. But I think this, as far as I know, is the first time they've come across this.
Right.
And so it's just kind of like a learning curve. Like, they're just like, you know, we were just doing it like we normally do it. And like,
right,
we'll do it, maybe we'll do it differently next time. But, you know.
Right.
But, and I, what's weird is I didn't, just glancing at that, when that first story first came out, just the general news story of that stabbing. And I read it as a woman being stabbed and and a car, and I was just like, oh, okay. And I did not pick up on the transgender anything. Yeah. I just saw it as a woman got stabbed, and there was video, and I didn't want to watch the video because I'm just like, I don't really need to see
that. You don't need to watch,
but and that's all I remember from it. And then like a day later, I start hearing all this transgender Fresno PD stuff, and I was like, oh. So it's just weird how you can read something and not even pick up on any any controversy and just read it as a regular, basically how the community would have wanted me to see it as being Zach.
And I mean, I think that's probably where you would want to go with it. Although, you know, I see it from the Fresno Police Department's vantage point, their viewpoint, and, you know, This is a man in women's clothing that they found. Now, it may be a transgendered woman, but they won't know that until they, you know, do some investigation. Right. And, you know, so
it's for them, like, it just, to me, it's just something that maybe that side blew it a little out of portion. It's definitely, I can see it as, you know, them coming, that the transgender community coming to the Friends of PD and say, hey, this is not how this should have been reported. You guys reported it wrong. And then Fresno PD saying, oh, okay, I understand.
Right.
We're kind of green on doing this kind of thing, and we'll think about it in the future, you know?
Right. And I don't know if that's from everything that I heard, like whether or not, from everything I read, I can't get a sense of like where they stand on it in terms of like doing stuff in the future. I think they're like, well, this is what we do and be done with it. So, and the other big story that for the Fresno PD is this story about a Fresno police officer who resigned, and he resigned because he was being investigated for possibly pimping out his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm who was a, she was a professional prostitute in Nevada at the Bunny Ranch, I think. And, but she split her time between being in Nevada and being here, and while she was here, according to investigators, I guess he was trying to pimp her out on Craigslist. So he resigned, and I don't think he's been arrested, or if he's going to be arrested, it's like a total misdemeanor,
right?
Kind of thing. But still, for, you know, Fresno PD, I mean, I didn't think it looked very good to see this, you know, story come through.
Yet another story of somebody in Fresno PD breaking the law.
Right. You know, and so I think he, in the story that I read, you know, this is his girlfriend, you know, and his thing is like, I'm supporting her lifestyle, like whatever. And I think that he's trying to, like he saying he didn't do help her prostitute mm-hmm. herself here illegally, but was totally acceptable of her legal prostitution. And so they were still going to be together. And I think the police department maybe knew that he had a prostitute girlfriend or something. But I don't know. Interesting story. I was like, wow, Fresno, really? Like, police departments are not having the best PR time right now. This is not what you need, you know? So, and there is other Fresno Police Department news.
Shock like color.
Stuff.
Shock yeah. color, bro. It's working.
It is working. That,
there's been two, since our last episode, yeah. there's been yeah. two shock collar people arrested because yeah. of shock collar.
Well, I guess it works. Yeah. I was actually talking about the incentive programs, oh, and this wow. just happened today, that they're giving out because they want to hire all these new police officers, but they can't get anyone to come to Fresno, or like it's very difficult, you know, because really? What they want to do is they want to lure people from other departments so they can get veterans so they don't just have to train a bunch of rookies and put them out on the street.
Oh, I gotcha.
But in order to do that, they have to bring them here, so... They just today, I think, went ahead and set aside some money that would, like, I think it's $10,000, like, bonus, like a signing bonus if you come for veteran wow. officers. And then, I don't know, some extra vacation and different things to come to Fresno. So
I wonder if, yeah. because so many jobs, especially in the kind of union atmosphere, are seniority based.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if these guys from other or in other departments, they're probably like working the shift, working the area right. and working the shift they want to be working.
Right. In.
So you're like asking them to come to Fresno where
right.
maybe they would not get a nice area and a right. nice shift. Yeah. They would be getting West Side, you know, or whatever bad crime yeah. area and that. People have worked all their careers to get out of or something. Right. You know? I just
yeah,
wonder,
it could be. Like, I don't know
how that works.
Yeah. But it's, you know, something that's a problem for them. So they're really, they came before the city council and everyone said, yes, this is what we need to do. So, but it was weird. So the story I heard on KMJ, I think, said they have 700 officers. And in the next year, they're going to hire 90 more, and it'll put them at 760.
Jesus.
And I'm like, wait, the math doesn't add up on that. uh-huh. Like 90. So I don't know exactly what's like happening.
Maybe
but there's
30
a
people are
going
to retire.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that. Yeah, that's what it is. So anyway, there's our Fresno PD news.
Yes.
Yeah. I
wow.
Dyer
like
kind
of
kept himself
officers.
Kind of quiet otherwise, but.
That has yeah. been good boy the past yeah. few weeks.
All right. What else?
What else
is happening?
Man? There's this one cool thing. I you know, we love Paula Lloyd, Fresno
yes.
Bee writer Paula Lloyd. She's yeah. got the great Ask Paula column. Uh-huh. We had her on the show years ago, back when we did it at the Bee. And I'm so sad that show has been lost to
oh right
to different servers.
Ages.
And we could always have Paula on again, but
sure.
So if you don't know, Paula has a column. She's also a reporter, but Paula has a column that's called Ask Paula.
Retired now.
She's semi-retired.
Yeah,
because she still does.
She still
it.
Does the column. Yeah,
and so basically, you're in the Fresno area. You just kind of ask her random history questions.
Right.
That don't always have to be Fresno. Sometimes they're just people just ask like, "Hey, my family moved here in 1915 and started a farm. Tell me about that farm." And she finds out.
Right.
So you know, if you want your Fresno history, your personal Fresno history, you ask Paula, and she might be able to yeah. locate it for you. But there's one that asked about this park. There's this little triangle park downtown,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
kind of down off of Divisadero. Mm-hmm. It's this little spot that I'll sometimes park when I go to Fulton 55 when it's like,
okay.
pretty packed.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I wouldn't
say it's a park.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like technically a park. It is.
Oh, yeah, that's what technically she said.
A city park. Yeah, it's not on their list of parks, but it is a city maintained park.
Now we're talking about what, like 5 square feet? Or something. Probably, it's tiny, right?
It's got a plaque and a bench.
It has a plaque. There's some trees on it.
And
yeah,
there's some trees.
Okay, it's funny. I know exactly what you're talking about. I would say that I would have been like, "Oh, that's a that you mean the median there?" Like,
yeah. Asked Paul, like, what the hell is this? And it is a part is Lamel Park, and it is named after former Fresno mayor Zeke Lamel.
Huh.
And Zeke, let me give you the backstory on Zeke. I just found it kind of awesome because this Zeke may be the most awesome mayor ever in Fresno.
Okay.
You'd have to put him up there. This was, Zeke was born, in 1883.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania. And he ran away from home at 15, and he ran away from home to join Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders at 15. This is during the Spanish-American War.
Yeah.
And he hooks up with Roosevelt, but he was too young to officially be a Rough Rider.
Okay.
So they basically let him stay there as Teddy Roosevelt's assistant, essentially. Like his... And during this time, he was basically his personal orderly and was cited. It was wounded twice during this time. I guess I don't know if he's like a sort of pseudo secret service for Roosevelt, but he was wounded twice and cited for bravery during this time. And then he went to University of Penn and got a bachelor's of science degree. And this is when he came out to Fresno to work as a teacher. And he was hired at Fresno High in 1915. Okay. So now he's a Fresnan, 1915, teaching at Fresno High. And then he goes to World War One, goes and serves in World War One, returns, comes back to his teaching post, becomes vice principal at Fresno High. And then he was elected to the state assembly in 1926 and again in 1928. And then in 1929, he was elected Fresno mayor for the first time. And during his first year in office, he survived two assassination attempts.
What?
He was shot at twice, at two different occasions, shot at. And September 29.
Is this all in Paulus' column, by the way?
Okay. This is all in their
Continue
column.
Continue on.
I'll put a link in their show notes. September 29, he was first shot at. And then again on October 28th of 1929, he was stepping out of his car when a bullet whipped past his head and lodged in a tree beside him. This is according to the paper. And his quote was, "I prefer to say nothing about the matter."
Awesome.
And no one was ever arrested. No one was ever found or arrested or anything about it. And he was the first mayor of Fresno to ever be reelected. He was reelected in 1933, 1941, and 1945. And then, So now we're at the World War II era.
Right.
And he was elected chairman of Fresno's City Defense Council. And then he also served on the Board of Education. During his fourth term, he had surgery for cancer. And then in April, he did not survive that. It died May 9th, April, 1947, at the old St. Agnes there on Fruit and Floridor, which is now like an old folks' home.
Glen Agnes.
Golf. There you go. And then he had a military burial. And he's buried at Memorial Belmont Memorial Park next to his wife, Marie. and they had no children. So there you go.
Was the tree that got struck by the bullet in this little park?
Maybe.
I'm going to start telling that story.
I don't know. Now you know to go to that little park and check it out. There's a plaque there. I assume it tells about Zeke.
Zeke
Lamel, one of the more badass mayors of Fresno.
This could be my favorite part of Flowing with Famous, like that we've had in any episode in the last like year. This is my favorite like little segment. That was a great story. Wow. See? Thank you, Paul Lloyd. I
just
love
that. Like at 15, he just runs away and he's like, "I'm joining the Rough Riders," and then he like makes it. And then they're just like, "Well, you're too young, but you can just hang out with Teddy Roosevelt."
And then he's the mayor, and they shoot at him twice, and he's like, "I'd rather not talk."
He's like, "Don't worry about it." So it's fine. Makes you wonder, like, he must have known, like, who it was, and was just like,
"He's probably doing it with somebody's wife."
Maybe
that's what I'm saying. He's doing his mayoral duty. and
he's just
got caught.
It's cool. I get why the guy shot at me. Yeah, don't worry,
no problem. I'll handle it tomorrow.
He was right to be doing that. And
that's crazy.
Or just forget about it.
Interesting. Well, that's so I have a similar sort of Fresno history kind of thing. There is a new book, Fresno history book. Just came out. It's called Growing Up Fresno. I'm sorry, Fresno Growing Up is what it's called. And it's a history of Fresno from 1945 to 1985, I think, or 1942 to 1985. So it's sort of like that baby boomer era. And it's written by Stephen Provost, who used to work at the Fresno Bee, lived in Fresno his whole life, recently moved away for a job. He lives in Arroyo Grande out there on the Central Coast. But he was like, "I miss Fresno." And so he started writing this book. Well, there's
enough of Fresnans out there in the coast. Central Coast.
That's what he said. He says, you know, he calls it Fresno Annex West out there on the coast because there's so many Fresnans living out there.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of what you do. But so he wrote this book, and it's like just about all of the cool Fresno shit that people remember, you know? It's a lot like, there's a lot of these nostalgia groups, like Fresno Forever, I think is one, and Lost Fresno, if you're on Facebook, you know? And they just talk about, you know, do you remember Al Radka and Jimco and, you know, a lot of stuff
olives.
That was, Well, and, you know, so I, am too young to really fit to remember a lot of this stuff, and then I'm from Kingsburg also, and so like I don't remember a lot of the stuff growing up, but it's totally awesome book, and there's a lot of really cool photos and things in it, and it's out now on Quill Driver, which is a local, you can get it on Amazon and stuff, but it's a local publishing company. They do a lot of like local history. They did that Fresno's Architectural Past book. I don't know if you remember that. Pat Hunter, the artist, she did like watercolors of all these famous architectural spots in Fresno. And then her writing partner did a bunch of history about it. So they do a lot of these kind of historical books. But this one is really cool in that it's, you know, a lot about the stuff that we talk about, pop culture, you know, retail. And, you know, there's a lot of, there was a story, I guess, that Fresno was a test market for the Bank AmeriCard, which is like the precursor to Visa card.
Okay.
So, you know, this would have been like in the late 50s and, you know, there wasn't really any such thing as a credit card. And Bank of America, you know, I guess it was Bank of America, was like, "Oh, we think we can, you know, start giving out, we can do this credit card thing," but, you know, no one was really doing it. And so they sent out 60,000 of these Bank AmeriCards to Fresno residents. And so Fresno was a test market. And then, you know, Bank AmeriCard eventually became Visa.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah. No, we'll put a link, Fresno Growing Up. We'll put a link to that in our show notes too.
Yeah. It's a really cool book. So let's see what else.
What else? Well, do you want to hit the band of the episode?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Band of the episode.
band of the episode.
Of the episode. Yeah. This is a band called Conversation. Let's just play it.
Like a kind of a Fresno super group right there.
Yeah,
all those bands it's I know cool, that the guys so, came from.
Yeah, so the two of the guys met like while they were playing in Fierce Creatures. So I think they played. They weren't like Fierce Creature. They weren't in the original band. You know, original band. But at a certain point, you know, they were playing in the band. I think when the band went on tour. And I think a couple of the members had moved on. I think maybe Joel, Mike and them had kind of moved on to do Light Thief. So they brought in some new people. They were in Light Thieves. And then, you know, Philip was in the Sunburns and some other bands. And then the other guys were in a couple bands before that. And so they've sort of been around the scene for a really long time, and just kind of got together, and they put out this album, and it's really cool stuff.
I like it.
Yeah.
Conversation. A new album coming out?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be out on the 6th of August. So it's and they're having a big party down at the Art House with Light Thieves and some other bands. But it's definitely that kind of... you know, like local music scenes can be kind of incestuous, you know, where everyone's just like playing in each other's bands and people are, you know, doing, we're playing in this band and then we decide to break off and do this thing and this guy comes in and blah, blah, blah. And so here it is. And now you have this band Conversation. So, and they split their time between Fresno and Oakland. So, because some of them live in Oakland. And so they kind of go back and forth. So, yeah. Cool band.
Cool. Some other music stuff. I saw on FresnoBHab.com by Josh T. announced the Fresno Fair lineup this year.
Fresno Fair! Yeah, I think they're
it's
actually...
a little funky, man.
I don't think there's... Everyone has been announced
It's not
yet.
The full lineup yet.
Yeah, I think there's still a couple more days, but they are coming... It's coming along. So, you know, the highlights, I think the big rock act is... 311. It's coming. I don't know. Some people seem very excited about that. Other people are like, "Eh, I'm sort of
worried that they might not be able to fill the Paul."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. You don't think they will?
I don't know. Well, they got to have somebody with them, I think.
We'll see. I think 311's a decent.
Good draw for them. Decent, but.
I wish they would have another bigger rocket.
Maybe they got another. But I'm hearing like it's tough to get. I mean, it's just you're competing with 20 freaking these casino tour.
Right.
It's like you're that's the same kind of axe you're trying to get.
Right. And well, and you know they have to deal with like the routing, and because they are. So late in the season, because it's in October, a lot of bands are already done with. I mean, they're definitely done with their summer tours, and a lot of times aren't heading out to their, their winter tours yet. Right. And so they're in that in between time. And a lot of times, like if you just want to bring someone out for a one off show, then it's like they're going to charge you however much more. So, yeah, it's definitely tough. But let's see, Rap Axe, they have Nelly, which I think is pretty good. That's and 2 Chainz, you know who 2 Chainz?
I don't know 2 Chainz.
I don't know either. I had no idea who 2 Chainz is. Apparently, once upon a time, he charged $100,000 for a single verse on someone's album.
What?
Or like maybe, I don't know, I couldn't figure out if like, he charged $100,000 and got paid $100,000, or if he was like, "I want $100,000," and everyone was like, "Well, you're never going to be on anyone's album." So, but yeah, so he was a big deal for a while. 2 Chainz. Let's see, Nelly. There's a couple of big Latin acts that are coming through, like big name Latin pop kind of pop stars, and Paul Anka. Paul Anka. Yeah. So that's, I think it'd be a good one mm-hmm. for the, for the older set. Right. And for, I would go see that. I think it'd be entertaining. And
I bet it would.
A couple of country acts, they always have a couple of good country acts. And then they have this Christian rapper. I think the name's Lecrae. L-E. C-R-A-E, yeah, something like that. But this guy's like huge. I mean, for Christian music, he's like right up there with Chris Tomlin and stuff. I mean, he's had like, a ton of hits and that kind of stuff, like kind of crossover success. So that should be a good one. But I would be interested, what other people think because, I think it's a decent lineup this year. It's definitely like there's no one that I'm like super excited to see. But I think it's good. I think it'll be solid for them. And Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian. They always have
him. Oh, yeah, they got a comedian.
It's like every year. Fluffy, right?
Fluffy.
Yeah. So I don't know. Have you seen, did you look at the full lineup?
Nothing excites me. Like there's nothing there that I'm like, I'm seeing that, but yeah.
Who would you want to see? Who could they get that you would be like, oh, I'm still there.
Gosh. I mean, you got to think of an older, not older, but like when the fair, it's like an act that's still is no longer relevant, but still you'd like to see.
Okay, all right.
That's just like a fair act to me. Ah, gosh. Who would that be for me? Damn. Fuck.
Well, think about it. No, you can get back to us when the fair.
Because it's tough because you can't go like full on hardcore or something.
You can't say Van Halen because they're right.
They have a huge tour. I might be seeing them at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like Seven Dust or something,
Okay.
Is that too crazy?
No, I think that would be, I think they need a big rock act like that, like a one big, and I mean, they have 311, but to me, 311 is not really a rock band. I think they fall into kind of that category, but for me, that's not what I would consider a rock band. So I'd like to see someone, another kind of rock act, but we'll see. Yeah.
Okay. I got something kind of cool. It was an article a little ways back in the BD. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was about the zoo.
Oh, okay. Love the zoo.
It was employee, like now that, you know, it's expanding and they need more help at the zoo. And basically, it's not the higher end kind of care positions. You can't just randomly hire within the city. Some sure, of them you, are like, yeah. You got to get from other parts of the country, zoologists and stuff. And Fresno, basically the article is just saying how Fresno Chaffee Zoo has become, has a reputation now within the zoo worker community as being mm-hmm. a place to be, like Fresno.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and there's zoo is out there recruiting for new employees throughout North America, and it's becoming a magnet. The zoo is becoming a magnet for zoo workers.
Weird. And is it because of the expansion and stuff? Because they're having all this
partially,
new...
yeah. Because they're just seeing how. For as far as zoos go in this country, how Fresno is rising, mm-hmm. and people are like, you know, we were saying earlier how Fresno PD is trying to like give bonuses to people that come here. It's sort of almost the opposite, where like people are actually
they want
clamoring
to
come here and work at the Chaffee Zoo.
Huh. That's cool. I like the Fresno Zoo. I think the zoo is such a, like, we've probably talked about it before, but I think it's such a wonderful asset for the community to have, like one of those like quality of life things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if you don't go, like,
more of
I mean, I go once a year for a zoo lights or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't really go all the time, but still to be able to say like, oh man, we have this world-class zoo here. That's like, you know, the envy of, you know, the West Coast. I mean, it's really, really cool.
They're going to be, by the end of the year, they're hiring 34 new employees. 31 of those are full-time positions. Mm-hmm. And the new exhibit's going to employ 36 of their 200 employees at the zoo. So,
whoa, that's cool.
And they've gotten 15, they've recently hired 15 new people from outside of Fresno. So that's, they're, you know, drawing people from something that Fresno needs desperately is people from the outside world to come to here.
Yeah.
And the zoo is doing that.
Well, I'll tell you, some of my favorite Fresno artists work at the zoo. So, Luke from the Quiet Americans. Luke.
I always see Luke there.
I believe works there.
Yeah, he does.
Shane, maybe I'm outing him. I probably shouldn't do that. But Shane Scurvy, Captain Scurvy.
Oh, okay.
Shane Spears works at the zoo. So, yeah. It's a cool place to work, to be. I'm excited about the new expansion. I know there were some people who were upset because it's really cutting into the park there. And, you know, we don't have a lot of park space, so I understand what they're talking about. But I think what we're going to gain from having this, the expanded zoo is going to be really cool. So,
yeah, yes. Anything that just looks positive to the outside world for Fresno,
right?
Got to support it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, right there off the freeway and everything. Now, if they could only get some good signage and stuff.
Yeah, good.
And the, you know.
Yeah, the whole 99 quarter. Is just a huge endeavor that needs to be tackled.
But, and I mean, it might be that little strip now can maybe, you know, once we get the zoo expansion in, if we really get some people coming in, you know, maybe that is the next little spot that can see some kind of revitalization.
Yeah, it's going to need all the work, but it's possible.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, more thing.
Oh, at least here. Okay, I'm ready.
We got some new spot. We both checked out. We went and checked out the new hot spot in Fresno.
The hottest hot spot.
It's burning. It's Goldstein's.
Goldstein's Mortuary and Delicatessen. It AKA is not a mortuary or a delicatessen.
Yeah. It's not a craft beer bar. Yes.
Would you say the craft beer bar in Fresno?
Now, yeah. I mean, before it would have been... It would have been Spokeasy.
Okay.
For craft beer, and then it would be a Bonnie and a Bog for like beer in general.
Okay. Okay.
But now I think Goldstein's has just taken that mantle.
Wow. And Bonnie and the Bog, big, just what, because of their the selection?
Yeah, their selection, his selection that you're not going to find anywhere else in town, and his knowledge, John there.
Oh, okay.
He has the ultimate pouring knowledge. He knows how all those beers are supposed to be served, what kind of glassware, how they're supposed to be poured, and he does it properly. And to note, when we're talking about Bonnie and Bog, the pub which is at Herndon and Marks,
right?
They're in the same mart, Shaman said there, next to Elite Liquor, and he is selling he's leasing. He wants to retire. He's looking for somebody to step in and kind of take over what he's doing and not really change it dramatically, but still, like, it's theirs. And so if it's out there, and I don't know how public he's made that, but it's there.
But you're talking about it now.
We're talking about it. We talked about it in part four.
So let's talk about Goldstein's, Fresno Bee has called the weirdest craft beer bar in town, I think is what they called it. It's because it is kind of a weird place.
Nick had the best line for it. The perfect pour. Nick said that it's like stepping into a Modest Mouse video.
That's about right. So yeah, there's all this. So the bar itself is the backdrop is sort of steampunkish,
right?
There is definitely some like nautical vibe to it, right? There's a boat. They have a boat in there. And a mural that's like a woman octopus thing. They have giant like 50-gallon oil drums, like old oil drums.
Yeah, yeah.
For tables. There's like a metal dragon. It's just weird. There's indoor bike parking, which I'm very excited about. I think that's a super positive. There are how many taps?
45.
Yeah. So here's what I like about it. Because when I go to a bar, a craft beer bar especially, but just I want to have something that I'm not going to be able to get really. Like, I want to have something new. I want to have something different. I don't want to like go get the same, like I personally don't want to get the same thing every time I go to a place. So like having that kind of, like we were there the other day, I had two drinks and two things that like vastly different, not vastly, but different, and that I wouldn't probably have been able to get. I don't think I have seen those anyplace else, much less been able to get them. So their selection just is great. You could tell that it's curated by someone who understands, you know, what people want and that kind of thing. It's cool.
I like it. Highly recommend it if you haven't been. Everybody in town is going there, so just do it.
All right. And then you'll be cool like us.
Yeah.
You may even see us there.
You might.
But it definitely is the kind of place where I would probably go hang out and just have beer. Like if you know, one night I thought, man, I just want to go out and have a beer, I would go there.
And it's definitely great for that. Great for hanging out. One more related beer thing I wanted to discuss before we get to plugs here, our other podcast, The Perfect Pour. We always like say, hey, you know, once in a while I'll bring up, you know, hey, if for some reason you're coming to Yosemite or coming to Fresno, you know, make sure you go check out Tioga's beer garden and House of Pendragon. These are things you want to stop at. And we've been getting a lot of our listeners, not a lot, but, you know, like probably six or seven now I've heard of.
Okay,
of
that's listeners a lot.
That have stopped through now. And
oh, wow.
Some of them I know were specifically because we were talking about Tioga and talking about these Fresno spots.
Wow.
And so
it's really becoming like a craft brew.
Well, beer tourism is really a thing. And it's something the city always should be aware of and be mm-hmm. as friendly to as a city can be.
Right.
And I always would harp on like, hey, if you're going to go to Yosemite, stop at this and stop at this. Mm-hmm. And we had a listener from Tucson who came mm-hmm. up with his girlfriend to go to Yosemite. And he stopped at the exact places we told him to stop.
Oh, nice.
And he stopped. Uh-huh. They were great and had a great time. And like just a great review of Fresno and the scene and went on his way. That something that wouldn't without craft beer would not have happened.
Right.
Would have just like
that's
stopped,
awesome.
Stopped in Fresno to have, you know, Wendy's or something, you
right.
know, and
yeah.
move on. And so, I mean, it's something to, you know, look at.
Yeah.
And
well,
Goldstein's,
I know,
Goldstein's
so I was recently in coming back from Northern California. We stopped in Sacramento and we found this place, just this craft beer bar called the Federalist, and it was just this awesome, really cool little spot. And it wasn't, you know, it was kind of like a Peeves, like that style, you know, they yeah. had pizza, like whatever, but it was just cool to go there to like be able to just hang out and grab a beer and like, so yeah, I mean, I definitely think that people passing through, it's something that like a certain segment of population is going to be looking for. And I personally think that Goldstein's is a good example of the kind of thing that we need. So,
yay.
Yay.
Go support
yeah.
all your craft beer spots.
Go support.
And we need more.
I guess it's time.
It is time to
plug it up. Was that a yawn?
Dude, no, that's like a something.
Okay, why don't you start it off?
As mentioned before, we have other podcasts coming out
that's
of the same
true.
Studio.
That's true.
We have
the Dorktown Network.
We have Dorktown Podcast, comedy podcast,
funny,
by weekend, sometimes.
Hilarious.
Drunk, lots of drunkenness.
Yeah.
And stuff. Then get off my podcast. Harrison Ford podcast. It's all about Harrison
okay.
Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Just did 6 days and seven nights.
Okay.
So that's
what I was
going to
ask. What movie you're
career.
On. Okay. And so you do one movie every episode.
Yeah. Okay. Although, yeah, now when they're like really, if there happens to be not such a great movie, uh-huh. sometimes we'll group it a
right.
little bit. But
like 6 days, seven nights?
No, 6 days, seven oh, nights no. we left on its own.
Okay, but what would be an example of a...
Well, the next one we're doing is What Lies Beneath.
Oh.
And there's man. Another one in between that where we're just kind of grouping it. So it's...
Okay.
Yeah. You know, but it's like, yeah. you know, whatever. It's Harrison Ford. It's all you need
yeah.
to know.
It's all you need to know.
And then there is The Perfect Pour.
The Perfect
Craft
Pour.
Beer podcast.
Yeah.
It's all crap. We usually spend half the show talking about local stuff. So
that's great for people, fans of local stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else that you need to plug?
Nah.
No, that's it, huh? Yeah. Any recommendations, recos?
I just went to Beer Rock Shop yesterday.
Okay.
Always good. Such a good burger. Like, I know they're famous for their beer rocks,
mm-hmm.
and I
it's
always
the
enjoy
Beer Rock
their
Shop.
Tri-tip. And they've got good chicken pot pies, too. But
well, okay.
they also have very excellent hamburgers. Like, it's like basically like a really good barbecued ham, like your dad would make.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's from a restaurant, so.
Well, all right. I might have to. And that is at where?
That's at Bullard and West in the
okay.
St. March Center there.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
little crappy lot that. It's really
right.
pain in the ass part.
That I hate.
Oh.
Damn
it, it's worth
okay.
it.
Okay. Let's see. I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. So if you're into the stuff that we talk about, most of it is talked about there as well. I will also plug my band, It'll Grow Back. You can find us on Facebook or It'll Grow Back's on Twitter. And I will recommend a place that I have not been yet, but I hear is really good. It's the Annex, I believe it's called. And it is where the I think the Pardini's. It's the Pardini's, the young Pardini.
I've heard
it's there on Shaw and
Venice. Venice Extension.
Yeah, Shaw and Venice, right there. And it's supposed to be really, really good place. You know, cause sort of upscale. Yeah. Restaurant, but really good food, and then craft cocktails as well. So
yeah, I heard something good about them too, and I've not been yet.
So I haven't been, but I'll probably make it
and
out.
I think there's something sort of charitable angle that they have too, where I don't know what it was, but there is some sort of like positive charity local angle to it too.
I'll have to check that out. But yeah, that's all I can say for now. But you can find us being Flowing With Famous on Twitter, yes. Flowing With Pod.
There you go.
That's right, Flowing With Pod on Twitter.
Yep.
We are also on Stitcher, iTunes.
Yeah, write a review.
We're not on Facebook, huh?
Nah,
we don't need that stuff. We're not on Instagram.
You can follow Dorktown Podcast on Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
follow
Dorktown.
Because sometimes I'll post it. Or I'll post it under the Fresnan Facebook.
Okay. The Fresnan as well. So you can find us there, and you can, you know, you could tweet at us. You can send us emails if you want. And, you know, so we can answer your questions about Fresno. If you have some, or if you just have a good idea of stuff that we should talk about or stuff that we're missing in our conversations, we would love to hear it. And other than that, thank you all for listening. Mike, thank you for co-hosting.
Thank you.
Well, you do a good job.
Well, you do a good job too, sir.
You are also awesome. All right, I will count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bye.